From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have agreed that they will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it had imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has that story.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
A U.S. federal court Wednesday charged a fourth suspect in a human trafficking scheme that promised teenage workers an education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross onto the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been sentenced from 4 to 15 years in prison for their part in the scheme. Ramirez allegedly joined the three others in recruiting minors in Guatemala to come to the United States, promising them a chance to go to a school and earn money, working for Trillium Farms, an egg farm in Marion, Ohio. The teenagers were smuggled into the U.S. and soon found themselves living in shabby trailers and working up to 12 hours a day, a difficult task. This is VOA News. Russian officials say that it was a homemade bomb that detonated at St. Petersburg supermarket, injuring 10 people. That blast had the power equivalent to 200 grams of TNT filled with lethal fragments. Investigators say that they have opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. Health officials say none of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. A suicide car bombing at a military base in southern Afghanistan killed at least two soldiers and wounded 15 others. Ayaz Gul reports.
What happens usually in Afghanistan, which has been gripped by this fighting for so many years, that during the harsh winter weather, particularly in December and in January, the Taliban, they scale back their battlefield attacks and they rely more on suicide bombings and guerrilla-type attacks in harsh winter weather. And that's what we are seeing, that there have been repeated suicide bombings.
The Pentagon said Wednesday a Christmas Eve airstrike in southern Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said the Somali government helped coordinate the operation. Thousands of police officers are still calling in sick every day in Puerto Rico, partly to press demands for unpaid overtime for hurricane recovery efforts as concerns grow over people's safety in the U.S. territory struggling to restore power. The increase in absences recently prompted Puerto Rico Police Chief Michelle Hernandez to recommend that the U.S. National Guard soldiers help fill the temporary vacancies in the police department. Liberians continue to wait for the official results after Tuesday's presidential runoff election between the former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai. Both are vying to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution.
Weah won on October with a 9-point lead over Boakai, who has found it hard to convince voters he will bring change, given he worked alongside Johnson Sirleaf for 12 years. Her rule cemented peace in the West African country after civil war ended in 2003 and brought in much-needed aid. But critics, including many of the country's young voters, say her administration was weighed down by corruption and she did little to raise most Liberians out of dire poverty. Weah has won the hearts of mostly young people through his football performances. However, some are wary about his lack of political experience, education, and concrete policy. Whether those worries will trump hope for change will be answered in results expected in the next few days.
It's Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reporting, and I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.